Patience is the missing link to discernment in its process. In searching for clarity of our calling, our yearning, what's inside of us? What are we looking for? The readiness of a heart, which is waiting for events to unfold and our talents to ripen. Finding out who we are and what we want. The meaning, the sense of meaning. The refusal to let go until we have something to understand. The truth that we seek becomes like a knot that is getting tighter and tighter if we become impatient and start to yank on it. Because we forget, and what we forget will disappear. Everything has to be saved because we rush the verdict so that we can get home to wherever our destination should be. We are all trying to make things happen, hoping in doing so that we don't inevitably open up the darkroom door. If we open the darkroom door before God's finished with the product of the picture, our perspective will be totally underexposed while fate is developing our pictures. We need to practice patience and wait on God. The insistence of impulse, it takes its challenges, the ideas, and turns them into a distinguished, intrusive fire that has been burning throughout. The inattention to what we need to listen to. I'm about freeing oneself. I'm about personality consultations. And I'm about having guests that are the brightest star that only I am the conductor, as each are a bright light searching for the Pathfinder's way. Hello, I'm Kathy Cook. I'm a host at bbsradio.com, Station 1, every Tuesday evening from 5 o'clock Pacific time to 6 o'clock Pacific time. And that is 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So listen up and tune in. Let your journey begin. Let's bring one octave higher, one broadcast at a time. Hello, we are on the tower of bbsradio.com. This is Bridging Wisdom, Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook, and
Michael Goger.
Welcome to the show, Michael. As usual, it's always a pleasure to have you.
My pleasure.
What were you saying right before we got on about something about a spaceship?
I said the show, I felt like I was going into a spaceship or something.
That is so amazing. Let me tell you why. Right before I pulled the blinds, right before Seth said, I'm queuing you up, I looked out the window, and you know, in my bedroom, there's a light, the fan, the ceiling fan, and I connected it, right, the reflection right across. I'm in the bedroom tonight looking, and it was looking out the window right when the sun was setting. And my neighbors have that thing that cools off the attic, this little wind thing that goes around in circles. And I got it just right in my vision to where that light was looking like it was taken off in the spaceship.
That's what it felt like.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. So you're visioning exactly what I was seeing and feeling too. And I think of BBS Radio as like the, you know, the bridge. Like a spaceship, and we're like on the tower. So that's pretty good, baby.
You know it, baby.
You got any, before we get started, you want to tell them where you're coming, when you come visit, and who you are with me and our connection and relationship, so that people that are just tuning in tonight will know that you call me Tassie.
I call you Tassie.
Yes.
You want me to start calling you Kathy?
I love Tassie from you, baby. You're the only one that calls me that. Because that's my family name. From my brothers and sisters couldn't pronounce Kathy. It came out Tassie. And very special people. Anybody that's, you know, I love Kathy. That's pretty professional, the name that I go by. But when somebody calls me Tassie, that's just as well. I love them both.
Love it. Yes.
And you asked me to marry you back in January.
Back in January.
Yeah, January 23rd. Gotcha. And you're coming to visit. How do?
This will be like the third trip.
Yeah, fourth trip actually.
We're getting closer
to our destination. You want to tell them what we planned on doing on the 11th? October 11th? Our ceremony! Anyway, Michael, I've been having some dreams.
We are going to do a very private filmed ceremony.
Right down the street from 1300 Queenswood West in Myers Park. That's what's so crazy, which I want to ask you about my ancestors tonight. But it's on our little bridge, and only my children are coming. I mean, just Ashley, because she's going to film it.
And it's going to be on a beautiful country bridge.
Archbrook Bridge.
Very earth-based. It's important. What? We're going to share.
We're wearing black and white because we're yin and yang and balance.
After we're done, we're going to share with the world. They'll see it.
Maybe after we really, you know, use. We'll see. Anyway, Michael, I've been having, which is right down the street. It's ironic that that's the place that I visioned us being. I want to say I've been having dreams about this maypole and dancing around it with the ribbons. When I was a little girl at my grandmother Nordman's house, and she had this big crystal pillar with a big crystal ball. She wore a dolly on her head a lot. And I was wondering what that little mate, we would sing this little song. I just keep seeing it. And I'm searching that deep root because I know that I was raised Wiccan on that side until age 13. And then, you know, as well as Cherokee, as well as Christianity. And I am a Christian and a shaman. But I'd like to know a little bit about what these things that I keep seeing mean.
I feel they're very
connected. I can hardly hear you.
I feel like they're very connected to our rebirth and what's going on in the universe, astrologic. Very much so.
Man, that's something. Yes. Last week, to tell you what, because you were gone, I did a show on remedies that my ancestors had passed down, that the Cherokee, my grandmother's hillside, which was Judson Moore, and her father was a holy man, which is like a medicine man. You know, they call him holy man. You want to explain that to the active listening audience, what a holy man is?
A holy man is any man that dedicates his life and his thoughts and body, mind, and soul to his creator, whoever he may deem it to be his creator, and walks a walk, talks a talk. It could be
a holy man. You know, he did a lot of revivals and tents.
It could be a shaman such as yourself. A real one, such as yourself.
Thank you, Michael.
And it could be a Christian monk or priest, or it could be a...
Well, that's me, too, because I've been in monkhood for 9 years.
It could be a priestess or a...
Well, what's a priestess?
A rabbi or...
Let's explain some of these things. This is a good topic. What exactly is a priestess? Because you used to call me your priestess.
Well, a priestess would... basically be the leader of a spiritual covenant.
Wow.
And considered the preacher of that covenant.
Amazing.
They would go to her for advice, healings.
Anthony, my friend Anthony, calls me his priestess. Always wondered. I thought, you always said I was your highest priestess of the white light. I'm just trying to connect everything. I've been like asleep. I'm waking up to get this message out there to the universe.
Who's this Jeff dude?
That guy was my first grade boyfriend, but he's married to one of our best friends from school. He lives in France. And his name, I call him Jeff Guasnella Bella. He's just, he programs the nuclear weapons he used to for Unix in a submarine where they would land. He lives in Nice, France. And he was the one that gave me all the beautiful pictures in Cork, Ireland that are all his wife took them of all the castles. And I always give credit where credit's due. You know, if I have his photographs and I enhanced them, even though he gave them to me, I'm not going to say, oh, I took those. You know, everyone should be able to give credit where credit is due instead of just taking that message and throwing it out there, not telling where they got it or the pictures or whatever. Don't you agree about that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, 100%. Gets washed out, and, you know, it's a lie if they don't. Has a lie, and it's tainted.
Yeah, it's professional courtesy, too.
Exactly. Anybody with ethics of a business or, you know, my business is free. I work for the Holy Spirit.
I want to share something with you paranormally.
Oh, great. I can't wait. What? Yay.
When you mentioned his name, and it's still there, a little pink butterfly landed right on your Skype box.
Wow.
And it's sitting in the middle of the tiger's mouth.
You know what tiger's mouth? Oh, I love that icon
in front of the microphone, and it's a pink butterfly. You don't see many midget pink butterflies,
and that's something. Pink represents love. He is my best friend, and in friendship, Jeff Gosnell, probably of all people in the universe besides Pete, know me and Mady. Pete, Mady, and Jeff know me better than anybody, but you know me the best. My childhood, you know, growing up. Jeff's like my best friend.
This is Jeff, and he's saying to follow through on your plans.
Well, that's wonderful. He taught me all about the Illuminati. He taught me about the Christian, Crusaders. He taught me those things. He knows that, but he's if I had to say an expert, he would be an expert in that field of knowledge with the Knights of Templar. He knows everything, their secret, how they got through. He goes to Egypt a lot. He travels there. He travels the world. He gets the knowledge and feels the earth of what's going on and listens. He's really profound. So that's who Jeff Gosnell is.
And he's saying
Jeffrey Robert Gosnellabella. Jeff Robert Gosnell.
And he's walking on your name, and then he's walking on the close button. And I'm hearing chapter close.
Wow. So I understand. That's amazing.
And I want to explain to the folks, that's a sample of shamanism. Everything has a message. And this is what this butterfly is telling me.
Well, the butterfly, I call Don the master butterfly, you know, and also the butterfly is one of my strong symbols. I saw a yellow one with a crow the other day. You saw one for two times. I've seen the yellow butterfly. Ellie Crystal of crystallinks.com said when she was reading me, she said that if I see the yellow butterfly, that was a symbol. And I used the stained glass yellow butterfly for ceremony, for healings. I use butterflies for, you know, blessings for BBS radio. And actually, that is rebirth and then rejuvenation. And I took a video yesterday of a moth, but kind of like a butterfly moth that kept hitting its shadow in the ceiling. And then it was that song about that goes with, oh my gosh, Michael, you know that song we were listening to last night about heaven?
Yeah.
And you said it was scratchy. I put that to his music, to his castle. His castle pictures, and that was the song that went with his castle pictures, that vampire devil, you know, that used to be in your group that played the music for your readings. And anyway, look at you.
And then
at the end of the song, you said, Tassie, because you were trying to tell me that it was scratching your ear, but it said, calls from heaven, and you were going, Tassie, and I was taking that video, and at the very end of that video, you hear Tassie, because I was getting the message that, you know, we're here with the shadows while we're on Earth. That's our shadow, and our true light is in the creators above and beyond, and that we are connecting those two, the heavens and the Earth now, and that's what message I got out of that. Plus, my dad was in the video, you know, pictures of him and stuff, and blessing his home. And I had the candles lit because Puppy was very sick yesterday. And I lit the candles immediately. She just popped right out of it. So it's not that I don't use candles, but for prettiness. But my prayers were answered right away. I don't know whether, you know, candles are amazing, but I don't want to jeopardize knowledge that I don't have. You know, God will give me the knowledge of whatever I need as I need be. But I'm only for the good and the glory of healing this earth. That is my mission. That's what I'm here for. That's what I believe. I've been asleep, and I'm waking up simply getting a little at a time, because if I got it all at one time, it would blow my ass away. Fuck! excuse me, I just had to put that in for Filippo.
You ain't seen nothing yet, baby.
Well, tell me what you mean.
Nothing, baby. Wait till we start working together. And
you know that necklace that you put on?
Mm-hmm.
That came from the rainforest, Brazil, that I use when I do ceremony and prayer. Yeah. I've got that on right now. And the last time it just laid on my forehead, and I felt your energy very strongly in it.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Michael started smoking cigars.
Tassie's going to be healing in the Matrix, and I'm going to work on owning the Matrix.
Explain that.
That's a big agenda.
Yeah, well, you know, my granddaddy calls me Ike, and all the Nordmans that I've been wondering about this maypole, because Ike Eisenhower was born during Ike Eisenhower, and I was born bald, so he called me Ike, and I want to know, why would someone want to shut the Matrix down? To explain what the Matrix is exactly. Isn't that web pages and information and books? You know how people sell their books and coming in. What's a Trojan in a back door? I've heard those words too.
Well, besides being three or four good movies that I haven't seen, it's my nickname for the internet.
I know. See? I knew there was an Ike 1 and an Ike 2.
And I was nicknamed Ike by an uncle.
That's what you're telling.
And I want to tell the listening audience that we found tapes and documents when Tassie didn't even know me, and she was teaching and doing readings.
Oh, my God, that's right.
And she called me by name, and we are going to be examining all her work and her art and her writings and tape.
I said, give the message to Michael Goger. You had given me one reading, but this is like a year later.
Yeah.
And also it said, I believe Michael was coming through me to get this message out there. And it was about, I don't even remember. It was just so mom, because I don't remember unless I talk about things. I don't harbor them in my system of who I am unless I talk about them, then I audibly hear them. I'm a hands-on audio learner. You know, some people are visual, some people audio. And reading is it's not that I can't read, because I can skim read anything. My mother taught me how to speed read. It's just that I don't get much out of it, because who knows how watered down those words are anymore.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a book, you know, and it's just like, oh, my God. God told me to write the book back in 80, and he said, but you won't be writing it except for to put it out there. He says, write a dear diary or journal. And now everybody and their brother has a book out. It's like, well, maybe they need that to check themselves to say this is, you know, so that they can see where they are in their life, like a timeline. Mm-hmm. Oh, we got to do the timeline, Michael. You want to give the date and time?
No, you didn't.
You want to go ahead and do that for me, please, and stamp it.
It's September 4th.
No. That's when we saw that vision. It's September 6th. You know why you're saying September 4th is when we saw that vision in that tape, isn't it? Oh, that's the 4th. It's Memorial Day.
September.
Labor Day, yeah. Those coincide together.
Why did I?
Well, what did you feel this Labor Day, darling?
Wow.
I know, right?
You got I'm psychically twisted here.
Well, you know why? Because I was seeing I wanted you to timestamp today's date, which is September the 6th, 2011, Tuesday, for today's archive, and you pulled September the 4th. Which is Labor Day, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me tell you what I saw in a vision while you're psychically twisted. I saw all the people that have died, everybody that had died, to use their blood as the new blood for the new earth. And it's, this earth is rebirthed because they did not die in an unjust cause. You know, anybody and everybody that has passed on from this, you know, from that moment back, when I did the ceremony ritual with the golf ball, I've got to tell you about that golf ball thing. You know how we kept saying, what's the golf ball mean?
Right.
When you were here and I was being Harry Potter.
Yes, we were working on that.
Yeah, well, guess what that golf ball means?
What do you got?
What do you want me to do? Well, the golf ball was, remember I said that we had two golf balls when you were here. One was in the garage with a red candle. One was in the front of the driveway, right? Right when we drove up the car. And then right when you got home, I saw one in the backyard. Well, Medicine Walker Bear, I named her Bear when she said she had the name before, but you know, I wrote a really beautiful north, south, east, and west where she walks the medicine and she walks my dreams. Well, that's my crone sister. I'm her crone sister, but she's my nag. But anyway, she was here doing ceremony and walked my yard and cleansed it. And so many things died. It was crazy. But they needed to die. And then new birth came up. She is profound walking medicine. She is her name. But there was a golf ball, and I had just been on her YouTube, and she had a YouTube about putt-putt. So if you think about it, I called the, you know, the masters is putt-putt. I mean, you know, hole in one. And her song that goes with that YouTube was YouTube at Medicine Walker. It was just amazing. So I took, she wanted those arrows. You know, I have a broken arrow and I have a regular arrow. And I always kept seeing Face Off, Face Off, Face Off with John Travolta in it. But I Google searched Broken Arrow because I was getting so much message out of this situation before I did the ceremony. And that was John Travolta. And then you and I had a vision quest one night where you went out and you touched each star like John Travolta. And I said, that's like John Travolta in Flashdance. And it just, those are three. And so there's the three golf balls. And the golf ball is the center of the nuclei, which is new star system, new Earth, new connection of dots. Because the center of it is like it's what makes it bounce. It's got this liquidy stuff in it. But my dad only let him cut it open. It's wrapped in billions of rubber bands, and then it depends on how hard the ball needs to be you know, wrapped. And then it's got this little black thing around it, like it's part of a tire. Of a car, and then in the center, it's got this like green nucleus looking stuff. And Dad said, never touch that. But he used to let us cut open golf balls all the time. So I took those broken arrows outside to the golf ball, and I took my watch that I got when I was 5 years old. That's right around when Elenra left. I call her Elenra, but you know, I maybe misunderstood the pronunciation of it because I was only four when I heard, you know, and played with Elenra, and it was like this big bolt of light. Anyway, the broken era in John Travolta, and then I took a mirror that was my sister's when she was a little girl, and it's a round wicker, and you remember you read me years ago and said I'll have a special mirror. So now I know what the special mirror is because I put the Navajo drum on top of that. I put the broken arrows, and then that bowl that you said you weren't supposed to touch with the dragonfly. I saw a dragonfly go by today before I came home from at that baby Avery Lee's house, my granddaughter. And so she had carved a wooden bowl, Medicine Walker had, and it had all my little things in it, certain little things that mean something to me. And I put the watch on top of the golf ball. Then I crossed the arrows, and one was broken and one wasn't. And my watch is really broken, so now I know that that stopped the time, which, oh my gosh, what'd you say Jeff Cosnell just said? We're marking a spot right now. I'm marking a spot at 8:29 on the 6th of September. We have got a new birth.
See why I love her?
I love you too, darling.
Huh?
A new birth right now, this minute. What did Jeff Gosnell was a bird on a wire, and he said that the door's closed now. We have birthed the new world, y'all. Write this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear new world. Roseanne Barr, shut up. Happy birthday birthday to you. And it's my son, it's my nephew Dyson's birthday today. And it's, listen to this. Dyson is my sister's son, and he's got a sister named Kelly, and I was the midwife for Kelly to be C-A-L-L-I-E Gardner, and Dyson Butler, their half. And it's Callie's grandfather's birthday today. That happens. Susan was married to Eddie, and that's Callie's daughter, Susan and Eddie's daughter. And it's his father's birthday today. And ironic, he was born. Dyson was born on his first father-in-law's birthday. That's her ex-father-in-law, is it? And he and Marty would play golf all the time. He's a professional. He's like a professional golfer. And he and Marty were in a. He would be so crazy. He tipped over the golf cart, and Marty hurt his back really bad. There you have it. And anyway, Eddie's mother was listening to BBS one night and called my mother on the phone. They live in Florida. She goes, is Kathy on? It was when I was Bright Lights Pathfinder. She said, is Kathy on radio? And Mom said, yes, she is. I mean, here, her Linda Gartner and Don Gartner were listening to, you never know who's listening out there, because they were listening to me as Bright Lights Pathfinder. Happy birthday, Don, if you're listening. Don Gartner and Dyson, my little sweet little nephew. He dreams. He's a dreamer, Michael. He dreams like I do. Like, you know, you call me Edgar Casey, Mrs. Casey. And I have him write down his dreams. He's amazing. He's only 12 or 13 years old. I have to find out. Oh, my God. That kid is a freak. He's 13. Ooh. He just told me. I can feel him. Happy birthday, Dyson.
Happy birthday, Dyson.
Happy birthday, Don, partner, and all the people that have a birthday today, because you just are born on the day that the door has just been shut to the old world and the new world's beginning. It's not a literal that people can see, but we are in now like a fifth dimension. Do you remember when we would go to the sixth dimension, 22nd door, Michael, the rock garden and the rose garden?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I have the key to that, which, you know, that's like a heavy meditation place we would go. And what do you feel with that place that that's where it all started? And the sanctuary that had had the swans. Remember the secret sanctuary? We used to go up there and listen to the prayers. Yeah. Okay, well, now look at this. When you asked me to marry you, I was looking for that ball that dropped, you know, for old anxiety, and I pulled a song up that had the swan, and we'd use that as our. And when I was reading Witch's Broom, which is Alyssa, which is Essentia Organics, which is a gorgeous, wonderful product. That she's amazing. She's like my sister. I hadn't talked to her in a while, but she's in somewhere like Washington, I believe, West Virginia area, where the earthquake was. I wouldn't put a shout out to her for Essentia Organics. But anyway, when I was doing her reading, I saw the reflection of two swans. There you have it, the black swan and the white swan, which is balance. And it wasn't hers. It was something to do with me, because she had other symbols of metaphysical, you know, things that I didn't comprehend until, you know, I only remember the two swans.
From that night?
Yeah. And so what's so weird is when I read Alyssa, and it was a reflection, okay, what's a mirror? But I put the mirror down on the earth, and I beat the drum on Mother Earth, and I said prayer in two directions. I had north and south only, from the south to the north, which the north is now the reflection to the healing of the earth. Because after I finished understanding what those things meant, which you didn't touch that bowl of medicine walkers, because I was the only one that's ever touched it besides her. And it held all that sacred stuff, that not really sacred, but, you know, the symbolic watch and... And it was a purple amethyst bracelet that was woven together with seeds. So you think of the woven and the tapestry. And, you know, it's a Native American looking piece. And then the stone that my daughter had that I used to represent her wedding, which is a quartz crystal with gold running through it. And I gave Jackie, when she graduated from her college here, as a profile for FBI or whatever, and now she chose to be the fourth grade teacher. And I said, you're going to probably prep somebody that's very political to help this world, and you're chosen for the teacher. And she's right there on Tom Short Road at the Polo, the new Polo Club
school that Daddy used to own, the Mecklenburg Grounds. Oh my gosh, the fox hunt. What the hunter hunts, the hunter will be hunted. Daddy owned the Mecklenburg Hounds. We used to fox hunt, which I call, you know, my protector's foxes, because the person that runs this neighborhood, you know, is our protector. His name is Fox, Russell Fox. And then I use the police officer that has come out and helped me, you know, keep myself safe. His symbolic meaning is a fox. Marty used to be called the Silver Fox. Yeah. And Pete grew up on Fox something, which is coinciding. So we've got to look at the fox here for a minute. What is a fox to you? They're sly. They're slick. They're good and they're, you know, wrong. They catch the rabbit, put the rabbit down the rabbit hole.
Cutting.
Don't come out. We don't have to go down that rabbit hole anymore. We chase when we're fox hunting, Michael, you know, on the horses. I used to ride behind the captain, and we chased the rabbits with the beagles, and the fox would chase I don't know why they get along, but they do. But you chase a rabbit with the beagles, okay? And then on a fox hunt, you chase the fox. So you run the beagles, okay? They've learned to run rabbits. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then when you're fox hunting, you take the beagles too and chase the fox. So now the fox and the rabbit are put down in its proper place, which a fox is what? Sly, slick, smart, and does its job right, and what?
And survives.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Hey.
I'm here. I'm connecting dots, Michael, and I'm bouncing it out loud.
I know you are, and I wanted to explain to everybody that that's what you were doing.
Okay.
You're there experiencing.
I'm out there. If you didn't aid me, I would have maybe kept on going out.
It's shamanism that you don't get to see everywhere. So enjoy. And it's deeper than you got to know.
Well, Michael, when I finished, thank you so much, baby, for that. When I finished the ritual and I was bringing things in, you know, the Michael tree and the Norma tree that stand at each side of my deck, that just happened to be those names when we first met, because we used to, when we first worked together, we were going out there for a long, you know, working hard at it. And I always balanced this house with the Michael and Norma. Well, the Norma tree is very sick. And so the Michael tree, which is only about 4, 5, 6 feet away from it, with these big, huge maple trees, the gumballs, you know, not gumballs, but what are they called? Maple trees where those twirly birds come down. When the fall comes, you know, those little seeds of twirly birds that have the, what are those called? It's a maple tree. It's a maple tree. They had the 5 leaves, which is for Canada.
I'm not sure, baby.
Michael, I got it, because the leaves on the, whatever the Canada flag, that's the 2 trees that are beside my deck, which I'm balanced with those. And Canada's a big important part of me, with Jack, and that just passed away, and Olivia. And
beautiful.
And Drum Spirit, see, that goes with this girl, this person, Drum Spirit, and I've been talking back and forth, and I'm really drawn to Jack that passed away, and the dream with the Asian woman that I had, and Avery turning into a black baby, and then she pulled back when I kissed her, but there was an Asian woman. And it was in my camera, in my cell phone. I wanted to take her picture because I knew she was important. And then I followed. She, with her third eye, put my camera out so I couldn't take the picture. And so then I followed her into a cedar closet, which is my grandmother, which is Native American. And I hid in there with that veil with the little scallops on it. That takes me to Chandy. Keep pulling with Chandy. Well, this guy named, I forget his name. But he contacted, his name is Power Onk. His wife had that same design, and they're from India, on I think he's Muslim, had it on her hand. So I said, oh, that's so crazy, because I dreamed that scallop design. And then Chandy, I always think of her as the centering for healing, and working with her and her family, and the same nationality. Do you see the connection there? And then we have Jack and his wife. I don't know the nationality of her, but I don't think she, I don't know, but there's something there because that those two trees, they gave me some bark, and the bark on the tree happened to be the same exact bark that matched the wormwood termite trails of the shaman that's inside that wood. And that is, what is this, Tiger Woods? What is he, the master of the golf? There you have it, the eye of the tiger, Michael Goger. You are my eye of my tiger.
You know, I was just looking at your icon, and I said, that should be mine.
Well, you can have it, too. We can both have it. That means we're balanced. Because that, you know, a tiger is for the female, a lion's for the male.
It says a million words. A tiger it's wearing perfect. A headset.
Yeah.
With a mic.
I got that from Audio Jungle. They've got all kinds of stuff up there. I love them. I want to get a shout out to audiojungle.com.
Good.
Yeah. I bought the tree, you know, the tree that I bought that flowers out and blooms.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm all about, the freeing of the air. I did an emergency broadcast last week about the air, the trees, what that whole ritual gave me. The answer to was that this earth is dying because it cannot breathe. And if we would plant 40 million trees everywhere, you know, along the highways and everything, and I thought that the reason that my water turned black in my tub and it, after I put Clorox in it was because of the carbon monoxide that was coming in, the carbon coming in through the trees, because Norma lives in the trees, the vision where the tree is sick out on the yard. But I mean, way off, you know, where I always stare off.
Yeah.
And if you had, were a good golfer, you could hit that diggum.
That's something for Obama, shovel ready jobs.
Yeah.
Thousands of unemployed planting trees.
And you got to ask the tree before you dig it. And it's got to, you got to put a ribbon on it or something and place it back in the earth in the same direction. But think of this, Michael. It'll stop the it'll stop all the hurt of the earthquakes and everything because the roots go deep and grab, you know, hold of the earth. And that's his fingers. And if you think about it, what is it that we are but the tree of life? And we have four branches, winter, spring, summer, and fall. And then those four branches have, okay, think of this. The trees never are wasted. The main tree will always let the little trees, you know, little saplings that drop off, some of them will live and some of them won't. It depends. But they always rejuvenate down into the earth because they turn into mulch. The mulch then goes up into the pulp of the tree, which is its blood. And then it goes traveling up and then it makes itself a branch or it becomes a blossom or it becomes a leaf in the spring. Then the spring turns green from the summer, which shades us and breathes our breath. It's, if we breathe, then the trees breathe. If the trees breathe, then we breathe. Which is the winds, which of the winds is God speaking, which our bronchial tubes are the flowers within our lungs that feed our heart with the heart of Mother Earth. There you have it. That blood, that pulp.
No. That's,
my captain, I'm here in Pulp Fiction. My captain, Robin Williams, I love him. And I'm hearing that, so that connects to it too, where he stood up. Oh, I know, get your different perspective. We're in that. You got to stand up on a table or somebody can sit so they can see this perspective. But what I'm seeing is, simple put, the whole message to this shamanic ritual, what is the centering is healing the children. Healing Mother Earth is healing. And it's that's what the centering's for, in protection. And that I started this whole show off with, where I gave Chandy the centering. And then the lady that just happened to come to my house to do my census today, is beautiful, sweet Peggy, I gave her one right when she left. And then I gave your cab driver one. So there's a triangle there.
There you go.
Or a pyramid.
I love that guy.
I gave you one, but I did not give Chandy one. But Chandy connects. And she's a neonatal intensive care nurse. We are the seeds of that healing. By healing, putting those trees into the earth, there's your answer. I can't get any more simpler than that. I mean, it took me a lot to get that message because God, the earth was talking to me. That's why I was beating the drum for her heart. But if you think about it, the wind is God speaking, and it changes constantly. And the leaves of the tree, they filter everything out. They filter constantly. And we breathe those air. And God gave us two gifts. He said reproduction and breath. He breathes from his nostrils into us. The rest is man-made and learned. And that's why I draw, Michael, I drew up, I'm changing the subject. Bing! Because the door is now shut. We got a new earth. But I've been drawing. I drew, started drawing yesterday. Creating.
Oh.
It's a ballet dancer. And what is ballet dancers? But balance and poise. Balance and know-how and knowledge. I mean, they are prepped. And I draw upside down. I never know what I'm really drawing until I turn it around. But this time I looked at my screensaver and I kind of sketched it out with, because when you're drawing, you look at the object. You do not look at your hand ever, and you etch it along, just kind of slight. And if you're going to copy something, or, you know, want to draw something like that, which is practice, because I'm getting ready to go into some heavy schematic drawings. So this is my practice.
I can feel it.
And you know how I rub things on, rub it off, rub it on, rub it off, which is the way I get to see inside the picture what's inside. And you did some of that when you were here.
Yeah, I'd love to tell the listening audience that you haven't seen anything yet from this woman. Her stuff is phenomenal. It's
deep, man. You got to trance through it like the trees. Yeah, the trees were the first thing that I ever saw, the aura. And Michael, the drawings I do, you have to just look through it. Like one of those funny paper things that you get all these messages and then you look through. But if you hold it out plain, it looks like just a ballet dancer.
Yeah. Hey, I want to give Charlotte a yo and being
Wolf
so
man pizza.
Yes. And Americana. We forgot them last time.
Yeah. And Mickey and all America. They all loved you. They all knew you were coming. Mama told them.
Bill Bobbins, Crown Cab. And
yeah. Well, you know what's on Crown Cab? We're Queen City of Charlotte. And our symbolic for North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina is the crown. Oh, and my mother was the secretary for King's Business College. And when I popped my knee out and I was in the championship for the Queen City tennis tournament, I was playing against Myers Park, which was the Queen College, Business College right there. So that's something there. I don't know yet, but I won the match. It was against the beauty queen of my school. Yeah, and her husband was my eye doctor. So, oh, there's my eye. Oh, wow.
I can't wait to get there.
Y'all got to connect dots out there. I'm connecting dots tonight. I am so out there all the time. People might think that it's a little whacked, but it is really heavy. They used to think, I'm going to correct that. They used to think I was whacked because they didn't understand. Now more and more are waking up and seeing. This is shamanism here, right? Yeah. What I've been doing this whole show.
We're going to do a lot more research. We're going to make a lot of videos and share them with the world and some interesting subjects.
Yeah, I just came out with my grandmother and her, you know, my heritage. Because I kind of like everybody to have a chance if they feel like they want to walk the shaman path. But I've got the blood running through my body. And that is a humbling. I'm humbled at my knees because God says you should humble and bend at your knees. And the lion shall lay down with the lamb.
That's
when you know. And I am laying down with my little sheep that have gone astray. We all brought, all we like sheep have gone astray. And what is the 23rd Psalm? My favorite. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lay down in green pastures. We are looking for green, right? He restoreth my soul. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Thy rod, what I tell you, the walking stick, comes from the root, the tree root. That is the only true walking stick. You can't get one off. You can get the talking sticks are the branches. And the healing rods are the pulp of the tree. People don't know that because each ring represents a number, you know, of the age of the tree, isn't it? But the center pulp where it started is the actual healing rod. People don't get it. They just don't freaking get it. They just want to make a fast buck. And it's only karma that's going to come back and bite their butt because it's instant karma now.
What is the root?
The root is the walking stick.
Okay.
And I've got a walking stick of my grandmother's you know, where my grandmother and grandfather in Indian Land, which is Marvin County, which is Fort Mill, South Carolina.
Awesome.
And I took it off the route where Johnny and I would point and go, I see the big tree first, you know, when we get there. And the tree was done, so it's a spiral, and it's a perfect stick. And I gave it to Grandmama when she was hurting her hip. And ironically, she walks with a hobble just like I do, and mine was made by the doctor giving me a half an inch longer on my leg with the hip replacement. And I want to say something, Michael. This is very humbling. I forgive you, Butch, for the brutal beating and rape that you had placed upon me for 32 years. I'm making a public announcement that I do forgive you. And it was a very difficult walk. This is 13 years markings at the end of this month. And finally, that thing that if you Google search my name is down, which is amazing because I had forgiven him before, found out that was down, where it was the grand jury trial. And I want to thank you for the opportunity, BBS Radio, for me to be able to publicly announce that. Because he is where he's supposed to be. Don't get me wrong, because he shouldn't be out because of how he behaves. But, you know, some animals like need to stay in a place, you know. And if the two, and I'm not calling him an animal. I'm just calling him somebody that has to stay in a controlled environment. But I do forgive him from my heart. Man, and death, 13 long years. Amen. Of harboring that, and I'm free from it. And I did that on the 4th, which is my bloodshed, because I died 3 times in that car. So there you have that. I did that on the 4th without even recognizing the 2 symbolic meanings there. My blood died. You know, when people say that they got to realize that you don't, your bones and your marrow, my blood, I have a vascular necrosis where there is no blood in my bones, and that's why I have the replacement. So you don't just die as a shaman and a healer. Your bones turn to dust and get replaced back with the steel, the bionic type thing, what does Superman use? Kryptonite. And that's what I feel that I've done. I always plug myself in the Matrix when I need to get messages too. So the Matrix is something really good. But what is a back door? Why am I hearing back door? And what is a, the Trojan, they use the Trojan horse this year for the Burning Man. And whatever the Burning Man is, some kind of thing that they light the fire. So we got to look at all that. And I keep hearing, you know, mine and your name, Ikey. So something's connecting there that's not good. It's an exposure. It's some kind of, and the lizard. Michael, how many times did I see that freaking lizard?
Quite a few times.
And it's the one that showed me the whole message here for the healings of this earth. So I want to say the reptilians out there, space cadets are, you know, the space aliens, the great, they're good people. They're good. They're good aliens because they gave me the message. First, it was the female mother. Then she had a baby and I took it outside. Then it was the father that did his neck, you know, with this big thing coming out of it. And then it jumped on the Michael tree, which then connects to the Norma tree, which is what we're getting the message of healing. And then in order for me to understand all that, I was in Ashley's and Colin's garage, which is my daughter, and that baby's mother and father, Avery Lee. And I'm her grandmother. Ashley wanted me to be her, give her all the wisdom I could. And she says, I want her grandmother to be all the wisdom she could. So I now announce my name as Grandmother Wisdom. And I'm just going to publicly put that out there because I walk. I've lived my walk, and I'll continue doing it. I don't just become my walk. I just don't speak my walk, but I am the walk. And that's where Bright Lights Pathfinders, I'm looking for people, places, and things that are in the path. I'm finding them, and I'm connecting those dots.
Better believe it. And maybe I want to thank God that he allowed us to come together. And
for that, because together, you know so much about, oh my gosh, people, you have no idea.
We are going
to
create.
Michael has been discovered, but you haven't discovered the depth of what this man can do. I've always called you Orion. I feel that you can heal or you can make or break anything, but you always use it for the good. But
well,
you know your stuff.
Well, tell the folks.
You know the Wiccan ways very deeply. How long have you studied Wiccan?
Yeah.
And Christian, too, so it balances. I believe we're yin and yang because you're more Wiccan than. And Christian balanced. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then my heritage is that, and I'm still learning about it. I wore the cameo, Grandma's cameo yesterday. I found it.
Yes.
She gave me turn 13, and I wore purple, which I they represent the ultraviolet flame, the Saint Germain, where we bless our hardships, we bless our hurts, we bless them and turn them into the ultraviolet flame of Saint Germain, which we ask to use as positive, but we pray only to God. We don't pray to, I don't pray to other things because it's never to put no other God before me.
Absolutely.
So the Wiccan way is to me is the earthly way. The shamanic way is the healing of things, which is healing this earth. And the Christian way is to bring it up and realize that God created all of it.
Which is the light and the flame anyway. Mm-hmm. So.
And we're all, he sent down his son to represent us. We are all his children. And he gave us something because we needed to see it to understand it. He gave us a representation of one man. And he said, that is my father, my son. That's why it's Jesus. When he died, the Holy Spirit rose. And the rose is the comforter. And he gave us the comforter. And he walked his walk and talked his talk. He healed the sick and did all these things. That's why the Creator calls him his son. But we are all brothers and sisters, sons and daughters of the Lord Creator. And that, my friends, is what a Christian is. And when you believe that you are that, you believe that you are the I am in you, you believe that there was the W in me has now turned upward to the W in we. The W in we goes downward to the M in me, which 1 + 1 - 1 = 1. When you believe and know that that Holy Spirit and not these other spirits, because they will come into you and blah, you all up, and you'll get absolutely screwed up from kingdom come to here down to under, but you'll be in a spiral and a twist, and you won't be able to get out of it. I'm just saying, look at it. God gave us vision on the, because we were so screwed up with our walking sticks and everything. He gave Moses the walking stick, you know?
Doesn't
it all make sense?
Put it out there, girl.
Yeah, woo! Put that mother... No, I'm just kidding. I won't put mother voice on.
Come on in.
Yeah. Okay, now we got to close this show because it's 3 minutes till. May the words of my mouth and Michael's mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, that strengthen our Redeemer. Anything and everything may be blotted out from this moment back with every person, place, and thing on the face of this earth and all the universal worldwide. All the universe, may the balance all be projected out there in all people, and may they be humbled instead of egotistical. May the back doors all shut. We all enter from the front door. May the Trojans represent strength and understanding, and may Anonymous always be at your insides, for you are hiding in the depths of your closet inside your heart to pray in the secret shadows. And may your shadow that we are here for on this earth always be blessed with the abundance of the highest light, the pure light, the real light of this walk. And thank you, God Almighty, for the reptilians and all the greens where I go and meditate and all the star people. And with that, Michael Goger, I bless you and thank you. And I thank VBSRadio.com. And I thank each and every person that has listened in tonight and is going to listen to this archive. And I thank Station 2 that is connected to me tonight through Skype. And I thank Station 1 for carrying this show. Michael, I love you, darling. I can't wait to see you.
I love you, baby. And let me put my number out.
Let's do that.
Okay. My name is Michael Goger. And if you wish to contact me in any way, 518-249-3995. And I'm offering 30-minute free commercials and interviews to any artist in any way, shape, or form, or light worker at my radio station, my show, You Tell Me.
Michael Goger Productions.
Yes.
Let's also tell them that you can find you on Facebook.
Add yourself to my Facebook. I'm pushing 5,000, and I do have a fan page ready.
Okay. We've got to wrap it up, darling. It's time. I just heard the background saying it's time. So with that, babe, we are off the air. Thank you, BBS. Bye. Good night. Tower over and out.